Hi, hello everybody. My name is Eleni Pliakoni and I'm an assistant professor in Kansas State University. And today I am going to talk to you about a new course that we developed with my colleague Sarah Gregg. And we are delivering in two different locations by using video conferencing. I'm just going to give you a little bit of background on how K-State is structured. So we have three campuses. The main campus is here in Manhattan, the Salina campus, and then is K-State Olathe, where I am located to. And most of the students are in the main campus. K-State Olathe is a new campus that opened in 2011, and it's mainly focused in graduate education. So right now we are delivering five different graduate programs: horticulture, food science, adult education, agriculture engineering, and veterinary medicine. And we are six faculty, teaching faculty there from all those different departments. We have a main objective to be able to, when the students are coming in K-State Olathe, to be able to finish their masters there. So we really need to find ways to connect with the main campus. This is one of our major challenges, and the only way we have is technology. So in order to connect K-State Olathe with Manhattan, we are using video conferencing. So in order to support our programs, the horticulture program with emphasis in urban food systems and the food science program, with my colleague Sarah Gregg, we decided to develop a new class that will enhance the curriculum of the programs and at the same time will give the opportunity to the students to have more face-to-face classes in the Olathe campus. So the objective of my talk is to evaluate the effectiveness of the co-teaching with incorporation of a video conference for this new course. The course title is Farm to Fork Produce Safety. I'm a horticulturist and Sarah is a food safety person, so it was very logical to do something that is really of an interest right now. So this course, it's dealing with food safety of fresh produce that are grown in urban and rural environment. We taught it in fall 2014. Of course, it was co-taught. It was cross-linked to both departments, horticulture and food science. We had guest lectures that were doing the production part and the consumers part that we couldn't cover. As I told you, we had two sections, one in Manhattan. In Manhattan, we have six undergrads and two graduate students, and in Olathe, of course, we were only having graduate students. In total, we have 10 food science students and six horticulture students. Here's the learning objectives. I'm not going to go through all of them, but what we would like them to take out of that class was some basics of the biology of the foodborne pathogens, of the pathogens. Also, how to implement good agricultural practices, to understand what are the major contamination sources on the farm and also post-harvest. And the main project of the whole class was to create a food safety plan for different production systems. So the structure, the format of the course, we had 75 minutes once a week. We were doing a small lecture in the beginning, and then the graduate students were doing outbreak summaries, and we had a little bit of discussion, and then they were also responsible of leading discussion of journals that were related of the class topic at that day. So this is how we differentiate between graduates and undergrads. Also, they had to develop and present a food safety plan that was for all of them, and there were weekly quizzes. Here are some examples of the diversity of the different food safety plans that the students developed, and we had like a tomato, fresh salsa plant, so a food hub, so they could do pre-harvest work or post-harvest work, depending on the topic that they were choosing. We give them different scenarios, and they have the ability to choose of those. Going to materials and methods, in order to connect with Manhattan, as I told you, we'll use video conferences, and this is an example. So this is a small conference room of 12 people. Here is in Olathe. Actually, this is a picture from my faculty meeting. I couldn't have pictures with the students for you to see, but this is where we are in Olathe, and this is how the classroom looks in Manhattan. So the instructors were both in Olathe. We had 8 students here and 8 in Manhattan. And we were using either Polycom or Zoom, depending on how the technology was working out for us, and I will explain that a little bit later. In order to assess the effectiveness, we used the modified critical incident questionnaires that both the students and the instructors were completing after every module weekly, and then we did the quantitative analysis. The themes, this is an example of the questionnaires that they were getting every week. We were asking them which moment, what was more effective for them at that day, which moment they felt more engaged. And later on, we changed the questionnaire. This is the second one because we had some technical problems. So we were also asking them if we can hear as well, and if they could see as well, and also when they were more engaged. So moving forward to the results, we got two main themes. The one was the instructor's presence. So when the instructor was present in the room, they learned a lot more. They had better, they were more able to focus on the lecture. They were interacting more with us and with the other students as well. They were asking questions and were also obeying questions from the other students. We had some comments like, I find easier to learn when the instructor is physically present. Today it was great. There were an instructor in both locations. When the instructor was not present, we had different problems. It was difficult for them to add to the conversation. So they were feeling isolated and they were not really jumping into the conversation. The side that didn't have any instructor was kind of isolated. It was difficult for them to engage. They were not feeling comfortable to ask questions. So I had some comments like, I had hard time to jump in the conversation. And not having someone here in the class, it's kind of difficult. The second theme that we found out was technology issues. So technology was highly impacting the learning experience and the delivery of the content for both locations. So when technology was dropping, it was a lot of stress for everybody, and the class was not really operating well. I got some comments like the share screen with Manhattan was blurry, I couldn't hear them well. So it was a big issue when technology was not working. Overall, though, the students' perspective about the class was that they liked the content and the format. They really enjoyed the team teaching and the guest lectures. Of course, they didn't like the delivery when we had the technology issues, but when we didn't, the comments were very positive. Like, the delivery went very smoothly today. We really liked the way that the class was going. On the perspective of the instructors, we really enjoyed the team teaching. It was a very successful class because the 90% of the students got an A. We found really difficult to engage the students that were in the other location when we were not present there. We kind of missed the student interaction for the students that were at the other location. It was a lot of anxiety for us. Every time the class was starting, what will happen today with the technology, if we're going to survive it or not. But in general, in our T-values, we understood that the students understand that it was the situation, the problem, and not the instructor. So I guess that's why we got good evaluations. In conclusion, what we figured out is that when the instructor is present, then we have better engagement, better learning, and more participation of the students in the discussion. And of course, technology issues were affecting students' ability to learn and affect the overall satisfaction of this experience. What we learn of that and what we're going to do next time we're going to offer the class, we're going to prepare the students about the fact that we're going to have video conference during that class. So the students will be prepared and they know what they were expecting for, because we did advertise it, but I don't know how the message went across and if they really understand. There were some students that they went there and they were expecting to see an instructor, and that was not good for them. The instructor in both locations is something that we're really going to suggest, but we don't really know if that's going to be able, so we're going to be able to have that, because we're located 2 hours away of main campus, so we'll probably have a TA or somebody that can help us out. We would really like to have classrooms that have reliable technology, so we don't have this stress if it's going to work or not. We probably need to hold like visual office hours, so we interact more with the students that not are on site. And another thought was to provide the lectures recorded, so if they miss something, they can go back and check it out and not feel that they're isolated and they cannot really contribute. Of course, I want to thank the students that were willing to take all the surveys every time after class. The IT people in Olathe, also Amy and Curtin, also Londa, that was a guest lecturer, Candice Shoemaker, that was helping us with everything in the other end, and Arthur. And the College of Agriculture of Kansas State University that provided me the funds to do that research and be able to come here and share it with you. Thank you. Any questions?